is addressed to Harare Hospital. But we understand the situation is the same throughout the country. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, the truth of the matter is that most hospitals are struggling to acquire basic drugs. As you know, Netfarm is operating at around 10% capacity. So it used to be the major source of pharmaceutical drugs for government hospitals. But due to lack of funding, it has found itself struggling to provide those drugs. So the most hospitals are struggling, they are barely surviving, but the situation has just been worse at Harare Central Hospital. But if we continue this trend, I foresee most central and provincial hospitals also stopping surgical procedures.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Mastara, what is the alternative for people? Are drugs available, say, at private hospitals, and are they affordable?
You know, most people are unemployed. We're talking of an unemployment of greater than 80%. So, yes, they're in private facilities. You can get those drugs. But, you see, patients will come to government hospitals initially, low-income earners. So they actually expect free treatment. So expecting them to get services from private hospitals would be expecting too much from them, given the situation currently in the country. So I think most people are just staying at home, and I think maybe seeking alternative treatment like these prophets and traditional healers.
And what are the side effects of that?
Definitely, I think we see an increase in mortality rates. I think, I don't have the statistics offhand, but I'm sure a lot of people are dying in homes because they can't access medical services.
Chris.
Oh, that's a sad situation, really. So, Dr. Mastara, do you see any changes now that we have reached this, we have gone to this far? And do you think there's going to be any change? Is the government doing more than just looking, scraping around for here and there? Do you think maybe even in the budget or something, or are we going to see any change, do you think?
I really don't think we're going to. I'm not expecting. You see, if we look in January of this year, there was an outcry by workers at the same hospital, at Harare Central Hospital, after the chief executive officer bought himself a Jeep Cherokee worth $88,000 for cash. And the nurses, they were protesting because that money would have been used to buy essential drugs and medicines. The nurses approached the relevant minister to say, can you instigate some disciplinary hearing for over this misuse of money? The minister did nothing. To put this into perspective, a vial of an antibiotic costs something like 80 cents. So 88,000 would have bought enough antibiotics to last Harare Hospital the next 3 or 4 years. But if you have a minister ignoring such abuse of resources and then turning around and saying the government has no money, just means the corruption levels have been are now endemic, and no one really has control. Then secondly, there's the Abuja Declaration, which stipulates that the health budget has to be around 15% of the total budget. The Minister of Finance has been neglecting that over the years. I think the allocation for health has been around 8-9%, and I see the Minister Chinamasa continuing with that trend and underfunding the health sector. Yet Zimbabwe is a signatory to the Abuja Declaration. So I'm not very hopeful with this situation, mainly because of corruption in the state public health institutions and a lack of will at the higher level of the Minister of Finance.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mastara. Ongo vatereri manzwa Dr. Mastara vachitaura kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka, vachitiwo zvakakosha kuti hurumende inge ichisa mari muzvipatara kuti itenge mishonga. Vataurayo kuti nenyaya yekuti kuzvipatara hakuna mushonga vanhu vakumanikidzwa kuti vaende kudzinganga vamwe vachiendawo kumaprofita zvaakupawo kuti vamwe vasingakwanisi kuti vange vachiwana mari dzekuti vanorapwa kumaprivate hospitals kana kunze vange vachishaya vari mudzimba zvikuratidza kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka Chris
yevo kambe valaleli lingasitumela i-text message ku-202-465-0318 inombolo ngiyaphinda njalo +1 202-465-0318 ukuze sixoxelani lapha sixoxa ke lamhlanje ngodaba lwezibhedlela izibhedlela lapha siyeza ukuthi hayi akumanga kahle silo mhlonitshwa wethu udokotela Ivan Mastara nguye sixoxa laye lapha useke wabamba bamba indaba ezihlukeneyo lapha uyasitshela ukubana hayi ngokubona kwakhe kukhanya akuthembisi man uthi yena umnyaka usiyaphela lapha hayi asazi ukuthi kuyaba kuhamba njani ngoba nxa sikhangela kwamanye amazwe siyabona ukubana i-budget imele ikhiphe imali engange-15% isiya kundleko yezempilakahle kodwa hhayi eleZimbabwe lona nxa sikhangela iyandise ukufaka kunapho kubo-8 kumbe kusiya ku-9% okutshengisela ukuthi hhayi imali kayikho sibili blessing
tinemwe mteereri mkoma Elias kuSouth Africa makadii mkoma Elias mukoma Elias
Yes, Ngoma Blessing, how are you?
Magadi, yenyu.
Aiwa, ndinofara. Sorry. Network is gonna be a problem. Bozi, ndruku driver.
Aiwa, it's okay. As long as muri safe, nekuta hati. Kuta wara ni muna, nika driver. Mkoma Elias. Kana...
Asta... connected ne Bluetooth. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah, mkoma Elias, very modern. Nekuti, mungaite njozi. Mkoma Elias, zvinhu zviri dangerous. Right, taura itinzwe. Nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa. Hanza, hakuna mushonga kuzvipatara kuZimbabwe.
Yeah, my first thing iripo ndeyekuti my government officials ka dambudziko riri kuita vari kuzvifungira ivo pachavo because ukatarisa most of them vanotengerana they buy in fancy cars vachishandisa mari yehurumende instead yekuti mari iyoyo vakatora that mari iyoyo vakaisa mari iyoyo kuti itenge mushonga muzvipatara vanhu vorarama ukatarisa for a good example ivo vakarwara they run away kuya kunokunana South Africa kwandiri nini You can hear today, Kabacha Tunga, Venda Malaysia, Kunorapa. Why is the Vasil Kwanza of Miro, Paranyata, Netavam, both Varuzata, Manachin? Sakayuka Stopa, Kurzivendo, Kundugo, Vaiso Mishongamus Patara. I guess it's right, especially Pamari, Enika, Varege, the evil Kutarika, Kumeta, Unukuana, Bakwanisha Kubatronika. I think Bakakwanza's Miro, Nika Mishonga, Taka Sakamus Patara.
Kokunana Taurai.
Okay, Taurai.
Enda anchitiwo kokunana South Africa zvakamira sei zvinhu muzvipatara?
Muzvipatara iye South Africa mukoma zvese everything is free. Ini ndichitaura kudai so. Ndakaita accident ndakatakutakurwa nehelicopter kuendeswa kuchipatara. Mahara, I didn't even pay even a cent. Ndadonha nemota. Ndakauya ndakatakurwa nehelicopter pangandiri pachinzi ambulance inononoka ndogona kusvika ndapo. Ndakatakurwa handina kana sendera ndakabvisa nanhasi ndiri penyu. Everything mahara.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Elias nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndinotenda hangu and other thing pana baba vataura vari kuHarare vati vana baba vakashaya ndisapa nguva chiti vane henia ndinokumbirawo muvapawo nhamba dzangu and then vakakwanisa kundifonera ndinokwanisa kuvaakomodheta kumba kwangu kuno South Africa so that vanopiwa medication
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru aiwa tichavafonera tinzwe kuti mungabatanisei
ndokwanisa kuti mava 4 nhamba dzangu and then ndinokwanisa kuakomodata because nditori neumwe mudikani wangu akashaya nekuda kwechirwere ichocho anonokerwo zvakare
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Elias
aiwa ndotenda zvakanaka mukoma
tinotenda zvikuru Chris you heard there from Elias you know the most important thing he said there is that you remember one of our callers said he has hernia and he cannot go to South Africa because it's expensive. And Elias is volunteering to accommodate him. So we'll try to connect the two. But I think essentially he's also talking about corruption and government ministers buying cars instead of investing in the health sector. And he says that is what has destroyed the country's health delivery system. And he says if he compares what is happening in South Africa to what is happening in Zimbabwe, you know, you can't just compare the two. South Africa, the health delivery sector is first class, you know, but unfortunately for Zimbabwe, not so.
Not even second class. Okay, so Dr. Mastara, how would you say, or how would you compare the private and the general hospitals, the services? I mean, we know it's more expensive in the private. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, their wards apart. Their wards apart. If you look since independent, can you count the number of hospitals that the government has constructed? Most of the hospitals that are public were built in the pre-colonial pre-independence era. So even if you talk of simple things such as infrastructure, machinery, they are using old equipment in government hospitals. The private hospitals have seen an increase that there's been a lot of investment over the years. New hospitals cropping up which offer high-class services. But the people on the ordinary men on the street can't afford. Myself as a Zimbabwean doctor, you know, it's expensive. If my parents were to force it today to get them into avenues, I would actually struggle. Compound this to the medical insurance companies, which are not really working, which are not really being regulated well by the Ministry of Health. So we really have a crisis regarding health services in this country.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mastara. Please do stay on the line. To Zogera, South Africa, Zakari Kunam Koma Joshua. Magadi Mkoma Joshua.
No, Sarah Magadi Mkoma Blessing.
I want Tiripo Mkoma Joshua, Nyayari Mdari Roma Inzwa.
Yeah, I do be in Roma Koma. As soon as you know what I was hospital, I'm going to be in Roma. Asi chini chini ndi shamisa mukomande chikuti ukarwara tumboti sema operation arikutaurwa nzi unogona kuzokuti muhospital haukwanisi kuita operation chini chini shamisa ndo chekuti unorifeiwa kumadokta kana kune iri misemisi mafamasi unorifeiwa kunzi enda kufamasi yakati waizidi zichirifeiwa kumafamasi iwayo uko kungozienderera kufamasi yaunenge wangu da kunotenga iwozvo. Which means the panel is in the city. Panel world will need a city guy of the Michonga Shake and Hospital. Then, Udonia Wamishonga Hospital was directed to say, I don't think I'm showing up a card. It's not the business. They found it. But you remember what they did on my budget. You could say, the Department of Health. And I found out Maria Kawanda. But you saw the Maria, you didn't get a budget. But I can pass a quail because my budget is not marining and the budget is not running. It's ready.
Hanzi kumapurisa nekumauto.
Madi?
Hanzi kumapurisa nekumauto, ndo kunoenda mari yakawanda.
Vanesawo mari yakawanda, but mukatarisa iye zvinhu. Ndikati mumatorgis, munopinda mari yakawanda, maodhaja asogadzirwa. Kama kuendepi, mukatarisa kumabhodha, fanike the main bhodha, vanopinda mari yakawanda paipa, but mari yacho hatisi kuona kuti iri kuendepi. Mari dzese dziri kukolejwa kana nemapurisa acho mapurisa aikwanisa kubhadhirwa mapurisa nemasoja anokwanisa kubhadhirwa nemari dzematiketi because maroadblock akawandisa murodhi mari dzematiketi nemari dzinobhadhirwa nemati nemamotorisi dziri kuendepi hadzisi kuona kwadziri kuenda mari dziri kubhadhirwa dzezinara dzacho haisi kushandiswa nezinara mari ishobhadhirwa zimura haisi kushandiswa nezimura because vezimura vacho vashoma kuti vabhadharwe nemari inobhadhirwa pabhodha nemari dzavanobhadharisa mukati umu imari dzakawandisa saka zvinhu zvinorwadza. Chimwe chinhu ndechekuti vanhu vanouya vachimora ropa kuvanhu vacho but iwo warwara wacho wamorwa ropa racho warwara kuti uchienda kuchipatara kuyeko wonzwa kuti hapana ropa ina notenga but ndiwo watorerwa ropa racho saka zvinhu zvisingashandi kuti zvinonhikirizi wozopedzisira maudzo kuti madzikanyama dzezvihuta zvekuti vanhu vapore dzine mushonga unge chihuta chingaita mushonga icho chichipiwa chikafu chekutenga mushopu echachichitoita kamusango zvirinani.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Joshua.
Woti chiuta chacho chinotokurwa nenyama yehupi dzekumusha yonikire. Ikurudziro yekuti hurumende inenge yapererwa kushaya kana kuti vanhu vanenge vachikurudzira ivavo. Awanyazi kutanga awanyazi kufunga kuti chikuda chacho chinonzi chinenge chakavharirwa mugeji chichipuwa chikafu. Saka hurumende ngaiti so serious.
Aiwa
pamahospital apa. Davaisawo budget. It's better kuti wamboisawo kota kuti wapuwa umwe mushonga, umwe wacho waushayiwa. Kwete totally kuti hakuna mushonga zvachose. Hazvibatsiri.
Tinotenda Ngoma Joshua.
Chris,
you heard from Joshua there. He's, not a happy citizen. He says at least if the quota of what is required is better, compared to saying there's nothing totally. You know, I think we have our second guest, Chris, Honorable Tabitha Kumalo.
Yes. Ms. Kumalo? I think I heard the line dropping.
Hello.
Okay. Hello. Welcome, Ms. Kumalo.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Ms. Kumalo, we know you are the Member of Parliament and you are no stranger to the health facilities yourself. So we decided we could have you for a few minutes on our show and give us your own perspective about the health situation in the country.
The health situation in Zimbabwe, it is our worst nightmare. We have come to a stage whereby as Zimbabweans, we are now being forced to go to the so-called witch doctors as a way of survival, because going into any government hospital this day and age, let's say you need an operation, you have to buy every single thing that is needed for you to undergo that op. And the answers that we are getting from the administrators of these health institutions is that they have not been given any money to run those institutions. And if any money was allocated, any vote that was allocated to them, it's only on paper, but not in using it. So what it means is, The ZANU-PF government has decided to sentence every Zimbabwean that is sick to death, because hospitals in Zimbabwe are now our death beds, not our healing beds. A good example, I'm just coming from a funeral. One of our comrades passed on. She had a headache on Friday, and tomorrow we're burying her. So you can imagine that treatable diseases are now killing us, which are not supposed to kill us.
Mm-hmm. And Honorable Kumalo, most Zimbabweans are actually complaining that they don't think the government ministers, cabinet ministers, actually seek treatment in Zimbabwe. Is that so? What happens if they fall sick?
When not government ministers alone, ZANU-PF looters and their colleagues. The moment they get sick, the first thing that they do is jump into a plane. And for your own information, they don't even use Air Zimbabwe. They use the other airlines from other countries to go and get in other countries. And the big question is, we have education systems where we trained out very good doctors. Which doctors today, if you go anywhere in the world, are one of the best doctors in those particular hospitals? But they are running away from the same hospitals that they are failing to fund for us to be treated, because they are confirming that these hospitals are no longer working because they are not funding them. So there's no medication. The doctors are not paid. Nurses are not paid. The food that we eat in those hospitals is alarming. I was detained at UBH. Patients were given salsa and cabbage, no cooking oil, no tomato. And the reason why these patients were eating cabbages was because one of the ZANU-PF looters had a farm and he had grown cabbages. So the only way for him to sell his product at a market where he can get a price that he can name, regardless that it doesn't match it, they decided that they're going to supply cabbages into the hospitals, meaning to say all the money that was meant to buy the food that will help patients to get better by in taking their drugs instead. That is the money that is being given to these looters, and all the dietary requirements within hospitals no longer exist.
Thank you, Honorable Kumalo. Do you stay on the line, Chris?
Oh, yeah. Let's go back to Dr. Mastara. Dr. Mastara, there's one issue that has been affecting the health sector, and that's the issue of the payments. We have seen them, the junior doctors especially, going on strike and all that. How is the situation now, and how is it affecting the health situation in the country?
Yes, Zimbabwean doctors are one of the lowest paid doctors in the region. And you see, one of the biggest resources in any health system is human resources. So there is a lot of being demoralized. You know, you can't really put your best effort where you are not being paid as much as you would want to. Not that doctors are mercenaries, but you see, it's a global world. Like one speaker was saying, doctors, Zimbabwean trained doctors are in high demand all over the world. So you see, someone like me has colleagues in Namibia, in England, in Australia, and because it's a global world, I can actually see the kind of lifestyle they are living whilst we are struggling in Zimbabwe, trying to be patriotic. So the government has to definitely look at the salaries they are paying us, which are even up to a tenth of what a doctor in Namibia is getting. And I think this is also an issue of misplaced priorities. We don't really know why they choose to treat their doctors this way, but it is wrong because it is one of the causes of poor service in the public health system. The other issue recently is the unpredictable pay dates. Mm-hmm. You can't really plan if you don't know when you are going to get paid. If your salary for July would come the next month and the salary for September comes in October, it doesn't really make sense. Our government has to put its house in order, put its priorities in order, and make sure that people are paid on time and they are adequately paid.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of figures, what's the minimum that a junior doctor gets in Zimbabwe compared to, like you said, to Namibia, for example?
In Zimbabwe, the salaries are between 600 to 800 US dollars for junior doctors. And in Namibia, the minimum salary is around 40,000 rands to 90,000 rands. So you can see the difference translates to about 4,000 to 9,000 US dollars, if I'm just using an average. So you can see the salaries are worlds apart. Mm-hmm. And with this current situation, I think we would actually start witnessing an exodus of doctors from Zimbabwe, further crippling the already shambolic health delivery system.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dr. Mastara. Now, going back to Honorable Kumalo. Now, Honorable Kumalo, I think in any country, if the situation is like this, there will be a change of government. Why is this not happening in Zimbabwe?
That's absolutely the truth. But the challenge that we are facing in Zimbabwe is for us to change the government through the ballot is a tall order. You are as good as somebody who's renting somebody's house.
Mm-hmm.
And while you are renting that house is leaking. You are forced to sleep wearing raincoats. When you go to the person, he tells you he's got better priorities, you must do something about it. The moment you do something about it, he chucks you out of the house. So that's what we are going through. Mm-hmm. So what is needed now is Zimbabweans need to stand up from all corners of Zimbabwe, regardless of political affiliation, the churches that we go to, the schools that we go to. Our lives are at stake, and we need to stand up as Zimbabweans and tell the government of this day of ZANU-PF to step down. Enough is enough.
Mm-hmm. But some are saying, you know, the opposition itself is very weak, and this has actually helped to sustain the ruling party.
The opposition on its own, it will not achieve the goal because we are not fighting in a terrain that is level. So the time has come that all stakeholders put their heads together and we remove this monster. Because the moment we keep pointing fingers at each other, the more, the deeper into trouble that we get. And at the end of the day, all what we do is to end up crying. Let's stop crying. Let's put our heads together. We'll aim it together as Zimbabweans, regardless of political affiliation. Yes, opposition is there. It has given its best shot. But the time has come for us to put our heads together and work as a team. United, we stand. Divided, we fall.
Thank you so much, Honorable. Please do stay on the line. Chris.
Yes, Dr. Mastara, maybe a word of advice, or I don't know what kind of advice you can offer to people right now, but what would be your comforting words to people out there?
I think, you know, I personally call myself a health and human rights activist. But you see, this kind of situation forces everyone to dabble a bit into politics. I think Zimbabweans should demand accountability from their leaders and take the opportunity for next elections to vote people who are answerable to them. This system which we have witnessed over the years where leaders are not accountable, leaders do whatever they feel like doing with people's lives. These are lives we are talking about. It makes it difficult for us, even as doctors, to expand our duties when we have no medication to use. I think people should mobilize themselves and go and vote. And after voting, make sure that there's a system of governance where leaders are accountable. I do not wish to see my children growing up in the current Zimbabwe that we have right now. It is a really sad situation to see poor people coming to hospitals and living without getting adequate medication. It's just like sentencing someone to go and die in their homesteads. I think really there's a need of introspection among Zimbabweans, especially young Zimbabweans. I was looking at this statistics which were released by ZESN, which showed that a lot of urban youth did not bother to register or to vote in the last elections. But you see, the effects are now showing right now. The effects of staying away from voting will lead to having irresponsible leaders who are not answerable to anyone. So I just urge people to mobilize themselves in their communities and demand the right to health. Also urging health workers before this next budget allocation is announced by Honorable Chinamasa to demand a 15% allocation for the health delivery system so that at least things can be better than they are now.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mastara. Do stay on the line. Honorable.
Let me respond to that.
Okay.
It's a bit theoretical, not practical. Yes, because he's talking about making the youth, which is the vote that is very important because it is their future. The challenge is, it is difficult for anybody to go and register as a voter as long as you have not been sent by ZANU-PF with a letter accompanied by something. One. And secondly, in terms of the law, the registrar general needs to advise the populace of the registration points. As we speak now, none of us know where these points are. You go to the registrar office, you want to go and register, you are moved from one office to another until you give up and let go. That's one challenge. That means to say these kids won't be registered as voters. We go and vote. We go and vote in our numbers. There's 12 million Zimbabweans, let's say hypothetical 11 million vote. The votes are being looked after by the central intelligence of this country and the army. And they can do anything that they want at that particular time.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Honorable Khumalo. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, but we want to thank Honorable Tabitha Khumalo, opposition MDCT, Member of Parliament, and also Dr. Evans Mastara of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association. We want to thank our viewers, our callers, our radio listeners, and those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And of course, we want to thank our producer and engineers. Signing off, this is yours truly, A Blessing Zulu.
And this is Chris Gande. Until we meet again, a good night, Zimbabwe.